I've been thinking about our kids, and mm-hmm. been thinking about what was the most unexpected part of parenthood for me.
All of it?
All of it. Good answer. I was not prepared in the slightest for any of it.
Who is though, right?
True. Maybe really old people. Like people.
Well, someone who had done it before, that's different. But I mean, for like your first, when you first plunge into it, that's my point.
I just met people who have.
People who actually wait long enough to learn something?
Yeah.
Before they just start having kids?
Yeah, not like us. Who just had it started having kids for no reason when we were terribly young.
This is true.
That doesn't answer the question of what was the most unexpected thing.
Oh, am I supposed to answer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were thinking about your answer.
No, I know my answer.
Oh, honey. Shoot, I don't know.
That was not a good answer. I have like three answers.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay. So, like, first part of it is I was pretty well prepared for some of it because I loved babies when I was growing up, and I like knew how to care for them, and that caring for an infant wasn't unexpected, except for how gross it was. I was not expecting how gross parenthood is. Like, were you expecting that part?
Yeah.
You were?
I mean, a little bit, I think. I mean, probably, I don't think I grasped the full measure of it, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, I was expecting diaper changes. I was expecting to touch poop. I wasn't expecting poop to go in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Yeah.
You don't expect the full extent of it. Like, and how relentless...
Well, and I think you even... Yeah, because I think even... You hear stories, right?
Right.
But you don't realize that it's like... That's not just, like, something that happens now and then. That is all the time.
Right. It's the grossness all the time. Yeah,
like, the grossest story you've heard about babies, it's that 24 hours a day. And occasionally worse.
Yeah. Well, my grossest story is that time Xander had diarrhea and I was cleaning his poop and I was changing his diaper and then he pooped and some landed in my mouth. That's, like, the grossest. Why I had my mouth open, I don't know. Or there's
because you weren't expecting the entire room to fill with feces.
That's true.
Which is a reasonable expectation.
This is an example of how gross parenthood is. One time, I licked my finger because there was what I thought was chocolate on it. And I was like, oh, it was too late. It was coming towards my mouth. I was already in the motion of licking it. And I was like, this might be poop! This might be poop! Alert, alert, alert! This might be poop!
Abort! Abort!
And
abort
I couldn't. Mission. It was, I couldn't. I was already licking it. And it was chocolate. But it could have been poop. That's how my life was.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's how gross parenthood is.
Well, and everyone. Everyone can't lick your gets fingers. Their mouth puked in at least once.
Right.
That's also a lesson you learn very quickly once it happens.
You think you would learn to always seal your mouth when you're around babies, but somehow. Somehow you have to talk or some shit.
What? So what is, like, the evolutionary advantage of our bodies spewing various materials at various times throughout our lives? Like, why did we...
Because you need it out of your system so you can live.
Yeah, I guess. It probably has saved us, but this is gross.
It is disgusting. So gross. Oh, I was going to say the other thing I was not expecting about parenthood. How it never ends.
Oh, yeah.
Their life forever. You
probably
hope.
Probably is for longer than you are, in most cases, you would hope.
Yeah. It never ends. Yeah. You don't get breaks. There's no, like, timeout parenthood for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Once you hit that start button. No turning back.
Exactly. That's another thing that you get to realize over and over again. Is like, there's no vacation time. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, and it's just like so much of your life just becomes this like, oh, let's go do this. Oh, wait. Wait, no, we can't do that. What am I, stupid?
We have four children. We can't go do anything.
We can't do that. Or even just when you have a small baby, it's like, oh, let's just go to a movie. You know, it's like, oh, no, no, wait. You have a lot of things to think about before you can make that decision. Yeah. It was, I guess that could be maybe the most shocking thing to me, I guess, if I was going to have one, is just the amount of spontaneity that is lost from your life.
Oh, because right. Of it.
And it's like, you maybe don't even realize how spontaneous you are until you have a kid. and you have to keep start cutting off all those spontaneous moments because you have to plan ahead. And you realize, wow, I didn't realize I did so many spontaneous things in my life.
You can't even leave the house without, like, a whole bag, giant bag.
Oh, the diaper bags.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're meticulously
planned.
There
were so many of them, and they never went.
No. They eventually do go away when your kid is like six. Oh, my last thing.
Oh, yeah, you had three.
Yeah.
I can't remember the third one.
Oh, this one's cheesy.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting how much I would love my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because you love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like an amazing connection.
Yeah.
That you have with them that is like... I mean, everyone knows, like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to love my kids, you know, but it's just, like, the intensity of this, like, almost physical connection that you have to them, you know?
Yeah. And
because they're half you, yeah?
Yeah. That's the amazing thing is, like, picking out all the traits that they got from you.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that. But also, just, like, it didn't come all at once. Like, I think that's one myth that people have that, like, you have a baby and then, like, it's, like, this instantaneous connection. But it grows slowly over time and, like, they're awesome. Sometimes I think I'm crazy, but they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.